You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Yeah. What up, though, everybody? This is the N&E Freestyle and Bullshit Podcast. I'm your host, The Enrichment.
It's your main man, Headache.
Your boy, Nerf from the Boulevard.
I did forget. I did it. I took my two shots of Vader. I was blown. I was ready. I started it up.
I had to think about it for a second.
I was like, wait, what are we doing again? My man, what's up? Ryan, shot yourself. What's up, man?
What up?
We got our favorite engineer in the building, man. Ryan, he a fixture, man. I was just telling him, like, if you follow him on Instagram, I believe it's, what is it, Nerd Trainer?
Yeah, just Nerd Trainer on Instagram.
So, yeah, I was saying he's in the bullshit. It's freestyling and bullshit. It'd just be freestyle bullshit because that's what we'd be doing. But then we got some technical in it. That's why it's a capital N for the Nerd Trainer.
Hell yeah.
So we make it Ryan a fixture. That's our official engineer. So go follow the Nerd Trainer out there, man. He show you all his good tech stuff, good pictures. He be having a good time living his best life, man. Get like Ryan.
For sure.
So, yeah, this is episode 8.
Yeah, boy, we back at it.
Fellas, how y'all feeling today?
Feeling real fine.
I ain't drunk no wine, but I do feel fine.
Hey. Looking cool today, man. Hell, them boogum jeans. Hell no, bitch. You know them polo. That nigga looking clean. Clean with the green. Hey.
Clean with the green, baby.
Big dog from the Boulevard. What's popping with you, Nick?
Ah, man, everything's everything, man. You know, blessed to be here.
Always.
Another day.
Thankful to do another show, man. N&E.
Yeah, man, we came off that last episode. I was listening to it, man. I really enjoyed it. We came off a good time, man. A lot of good pictures, man. I'm trying to flood people's timeline with it. If you didn't listen, man,
good support too, man.
I want to thank everybody that did tune in and give us a chance. We kind of tried to jazz the show up a little bit. We made sure our number one guy was in there, man. He brought the beef sound effects in there, man. I got my car shot up at 3 weeks, like 3 days this week, man. Not for real. But yeah, it was just so conflictual. And he put on them serious face like, bro, you got what? His eyes glazed over. He was gonna do something. I'm just joking around. But we was talking crazy, and he had the sound effects in there. He had the champion stuff. It was a great show. So now I'm gonna just let y'all know off rip. We ain't gonna do nothing like that this go around because we real blow. We didn't really meet up like that. Just glad to be with my guys.
We definitely picked
up some beats. We was extra blow coming on in, man. We glad Ryan here because I'm sure he'll have to come in with the right effects. Plus, he just get our sounds right.
Get some shots fired this episode.
Yeah, but we really freestyle. We back to the freestyling.
Hey!
In your face, bitch. Drop that shit, man.
12 gauge right there.
Drop that shit, right. Give him one more, Ryan. Just let him know you mean business in this bitch, man.
Hey.
Pull out the chopper. Nigga, what are you talking about?
Real
right
shot.
I was talking about me and my girlfriend.
Pop.
Yeah.
Hello.
My girlfriend.
I do wish we had that on the computer. I got to talk to Dave about that because the powering up, that'd be so hilarious.
We got to have a Super Saiyan, nah. Yeah. That's right. We got sound effects now that Ryan in, but that's why he the capital N in the Freestyling Bullshit Podcast, man. But so that's what we do. We rap. And if you tuned into it, if you go on Podcast Detroit, you could see all our episodes. Just go on the all scroll until you see a picture of us and our logo, our name. Tap on there, man. 7 great quality episodes of laughter and hip hopness.
Yeah.
So go on with it.
For sure, man.
Shit, fellas. Let's see how y'all feeling today, man. Y'all gonna get you ready to get your raps on?
Yeah, man, I think I'm about ready. Bust a couple flows.
Let's see what we got. We're going to start from the top next.
Talk a little bit.
You mean a couple lines.
Whoa. Nah. Woo! I get on the mic, brother. Let me tell you something.
Man, I'm
Early? No, I didn't mess with
that. Y'all about to break the microphone last week.
Oh, man.
You Honda Civic Sport.
No, that's my dog. Only these few people mess with him, man.
Oh, man. All right, let's get these beats going. You know what it is, the NNE Freestyle and Bullshit Podcast, bitch. Who going on it first?
I jump on.
Let that beat drop. Ooh, that's that heat rock. Yeah, I'm G boy. You know I keep that heat cock. I got my niggas with me. They all around me. No, I got the posse with me, man. We clowning. Run the game, run the game, or run the game. I fuck around and get your dame. Boy, it's quite simple and plain how I do me. Freestyles off the top is so groovy. So groovy and newy. Back in 78, they can sing groovy. Fucked up, but let me pick it up. Sipping on nothing but butter crush. Orange can. Nigga, goddamn, do you understand? Where we coming from, nigga, from the Mark Twain. Nigga, for the 26, I'm in the mix. Jumped on 75 with a bitch. And she bad than the motherfucker, and then I'm rolling. I'm smoking, I'm straight holing, I'm molding. Never got mold on my clothes, not the smell. Niggas run around talking, you might as well. Keep minding your business and go mind yourself. Don't fuck with me or don't fuck with myself. And niggas better believe when we coming through, I'm just fucking around on the mic, but I'm staying true.
Got my team with me, niggas know Nar with it. Nick got that flow headache, you know we with it. And I'm drunk off two shots and a couple blunts. But you know if on these MCs, I'm on the hunt. Apex Predator, ain't nobody better than that boy in Richmond. You know I come through pimping. Any beats I make it, give me money, then I bring it back. Them niggas knowin' Dirty Jack, I'm about hustling and getting specs. They call me Rich Green with the cream. I get on podcasts with this flow. Everybody know I'm be the man that's straight up out the door. Got my team with me and we got that scheme. 50 money, millionaires, niggas coming right here. Detroit's finest on the MIC, you nigga right here. We come through and freestyle up on this shit. Higher than the motherfuckers, niggas know us and Rich.
I like that beat, man. This was say William Beats, Red Flag, Evil Bass Trap Beat off of YouTube. Rouge J posted it, man. Shout out to you guys.
Oh yeah,
so, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, nigga, that was good. That was a good, you know, jaw wake up and everything. Man, got the mouth moving. Pause. What's his just pause everything.
Thank you, man.
Real quick, before I forget, you know what I mean? Let me shout out my clothing brand, you know what I mean? The guys who sponsor my whole bopping swag, man. The only reason I got anything worthwhile, my guy from the D-Spot, man, over there on 6 Mile, man, right. Ooh, over there.
Dope.
Right block away from the lodge, West Side. Biggs's Wood, you know what it is, man. You can go follow him at the D-Spot 313, man. Got the best, you know, winter attire, sportswear, Detroit-owned things, awesome designs. Even got some girl clothes out there, you know, some beautiful, what do you call it, track suits. Yeah, beautiful-ass track suits, nice fitteds, and, you know, cute shirts for the ladies and everything. I'm finna have a couple of my homegirls, some of these beautiful women that I know, you know, model them, post them off on the gram and everything. So, you know, the D-Spot. That's the D-Spot, man. Go ahead and support it. You know what I mean? Just go ahead and support it. Get some clothes. Stop by there. Tell my man Wood I sent you. NNE Freestyle Bullshit Podcast, special sponsor. You know what I mean? I just wanted to shout that out real quick. Make sure y'all, you know, mess with it. Look them up. Look them up, man. The D-Spot 313 on the D-Spot on Instagram and Facebook.
That's what's up.
No, I stepped out to give him a little drink and everything. So, you know, we'll give him some time to come on back and everything. But shit, hey, like, what's on your mind, bro?
What's on your mind? Type of niggas that.
Whoa. Well, R&B that bitch then. R&B that hoe. Hey.
Man. I don't know. Jacquees is the king of R&B now.
All right. I'm riding with it, dog.
Nah, I'd rather be with you in all this bullshit.
Ain't that
NNE freestyling bullshit?
Right, yeah.
That's just, man, that was funny though. I thought I seen
But I feel like I like it because it's like talk that talk,
what,
right?
What song does he sing?
That's the song.
I'd rather be with Okay.
Damn.
That's Henry
said,
Oscar the Owl. Oscar the Owl.
Yep, Oscar the Owl. Oscar. Oscar.
Oscar.
Hey.
Hey, dog, we really be on that bullshit, man. Let me tell you, dog. Like, but yeah, no, but that, but the art. So, who do you think is like the top? We're gonna run by it real quick. So, who you have to basically, we'll say since 2000, who's the best R&B guys?
Since 2000,
since 2000 to right now, last 20 years.
I don't know. One of my favorites though is Raheem Devine, man.
I mean, that's great. That's a great guy.
Love, brother.
That's a great guy. That's a soul. Yeah, I mean, you can. It's a certain move you try to set if we just riding around. What do you say? Well, what's my man? Because you know, Raheem Devine. Yeah. He make a good. I like his brand. I like his music. It's real. That's that core neo soul sound still. He still makes classic R&B music. It's great. That's you know
that young Marvin Gaye.
You said last 20 years.
I said that he's a young Marvin Gaye.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying that Marvin Gaye is like, even though he kind of still had a hit. Even though he still had a hit with Eric Sermon, that's technically more on their account. They be playing that shit without Eric on the R&B channels. Like, it's a real joint. But whatever. Who what about you, Nar? Who in the last 20 years you think is kind of the top guy for R&B and everything?
Man. I want to say R. Kelly, man.
Yeah, I mean, you want to say it because it's probably
R. Kelly, man.
It's the truth.
As a
human, horrible guy. As an R&B singer and writer, thank you, man.
Now, we ain't going to talk about his little personal life, what he do, but we just talking about as far as his music. He make good music.
That's what I'm saying. Like, as an artist, Jesus Christ, this guy was a saint. Like, hey, everybody has a talent.
He broke a couple people out of retirement.
Right. Like,
that should have retired. And especially on Ronda Wise,
he gave him a whole
he's
career.
One of them.
He gave him a whole
Body Kiss
career.
Album. He did the beat and wrote the songs for him.
And some the background vocals,
bruh. Like I'm saying, and he wrote Trapped in the Closet. Let's cut it out, man. Like I said, they're only gonna give much props, but hey, you can't undeny the undeniable. You can't, right? I don't think I said that right. Anyway, with me. I personally still feel like, bro, like in this last 20, like it's a good close toss up to like, well, yeah, like I said, you want to go with Kels, but like, okay, real talk, because I'm just a nigga, just Nate Dogg over all these niggas. It's the G-Funk, that's my favorite R&B fucking artist, nigga, Nate Dogg, RIP, you know what I mean? That's not untouchable, but then moving on to second place and below. After Nate Dogg, the greatest R&B singer and hook singer of all time and shit like that. I like the whole get-ups. I don't know. I like Chris, man. He's the one. You ain't seen the glow like that since Mike. And I really like Usher. It's a real hard thing to say. But, like, after seeing Usher and saying, oh, wow, yeah, you do give me that feel. Then seeing Chris and, like, nah, this has way more of that, whatever the it is. He has the way more of it, and he's kept it for the last, until this long, and we didn't watch him grow up and through the bullshit, but the undeniable talent. I fucks with Chris, man. I ain't going to say greatest voice, but just like
entertainment.
Entertainment. The songs are great, too. He has a great voice. He ain't my favorite voice, but I feel like Chris, man.
And he can rap.
And he can rap.
He cold.
It's perfect for this time. You know what I mean? Perfect for this time.
Good choice.
But yeah, Jacquees, shout out to you, man, for just getting that shit stirred up. Because we're talking about it on our shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He got the shit stirred up. You supposed to, man. You a young gun. You trying to make a name for yourself. I mean, fuck, man. Shots. That was cool, though. He got niggas in their feelings, too. It was hilarious. Man. Yep.
That's what it is.
Back to the freestyle, man. That was the bullshit. See what we got on the beat. Got on the beat. Oh, we blow, man. This episode ain't bringing about shit.
You blow.
Right. He loves saying that shit, don't he?
We blow. Like, we ain't feeling like you, nigga. You the one blow.
All right, well, I'm the fucked up one on this
you
episode.
You the fucked up one. Right.
Yes.
Get that right.
Let's go.
You the fucked up one.
All right, then. Let's go.
You the fucked up one.
Okay.
There you go.
You're the fucked up one.
Fucked up one.
Shut the fuck up.
Fuck up.
This nigga Gonzo, man. Gonzo Bivens.
I'm in the strip. Don't give a fuck, bitch. Niggas wanna run they mouth. You get hit quick. But from that strip, when I sell them rocks, I pop my sock. Niggas out here running in mouth, but don't know what the fuck going to stop. Money coming in my hands, I'm putting in my pocket, stacking in my hand. Niggas don't really understand when we coming through, I'm feeling it, man. I got my dudes with me, with them guns on us, we ready to bust. Niggas wanted to talk the shit, but I told you before, only God I trust. I pop them collars, tags, and them sleeves. Nigga run in your mouth and wish your ass was gon' bleed. Up in that 6 feet deep, niggas don't run up a bleed. And you fuck it with it, me, you ain't gon' get no sleep. You gon' lose everything you got, don't even fucking with us. Cause niggas like us, we dangerous and we be quick than to bust. My dudes on the side of me, we be about the same old shit. Nigga, you keep on talking, nigga, you ain't gon' see shit. So what's happening? What's happening?
What's happening?
Start the hook, man. You got a hook for
me. What's happening?
What happening?
What's happening? We bought this money, man. So that's what's happening. We bought this cheese, man. So that's what's happening. If you ain't bought that shit, you need to make it happen.
What's happening?
You need to make it happen.
What's happening? What's
you need to make it happen.
What's happening? What's happening? Nigga, what happened?
What's happening? What's happening? You ain't got no money? Make it happen.
Hey.
You ain't got no money? Make it happen.
Hey, fucking.
She. Oh.
Hey, yo, yo. We gotta make it happen. I'm the make it happen captain. Yeah. And you know that we about to be coming through. We tapping. Jumping on these beats. We thumping on these freaks. We gonna make this money stack. Make it happen.
You know.
Make it happen. Make it happen. What's happening? Niggas out here still capping.
What's happening? We making chips, man. If you ain't getting chips, you need to make it happen, man.
Make it happen.
Make it happen, man.
And the song was What's Happening.
Make it happen.
And now we're remixed in the song.
Make it happen.
You're talking about R. Kelly. Oh, that's the only nigga that just remixed in the middle.
First two.
Make it happen, man.
What you gonna do? Make it happen, man. What's that, man? Get off your ass and make it happen, man. Get off your ass and make it happen, man.
Hey.
Get off your ass and make it happen, man.
Oh.
Get off your funky ass and make it happen, man.
Get your funky ass, nigga.
Get off your funky ass and make it happen, man.
Make it happen, man. I make it happen. Whether I'm cooking on the stove or I be rapping, yeah, I do that G shit, man, all the time. Yeah, make a nigga say, man, press rewind. I knew what's going off now.
Good shit. That was slick, man. Get your eight off. Get your kick eight off. Ryan's here for the shits, dog. You know we was tripping on that. But he's here for it. That's why that's the guy, man.
Ryan, see if that was Randy, he'd have been like that.
He can't say no names on the show, man. I fucked up last time. Once I said Randy, we kept saying Randy. I fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
Man,
yeah,
shout
yeah.
out to him, dog.
Shout out to Randy.
It's just that we got the vibe, though, with Ryan, because Ryan, he gets it, man. This is a bunch of guys having a good time. You know what I mean? He got the effects. He's with the movement, man. He's a hip hop kid. I was gonna say, Ryan, man. What are some of your? I know you are interested in hip hop, and you know you came up under and everything. What's some of your biggest hip hop influences and stuff, man? Like guys that really brought you to the culture, if you will.
Well, I mean, I'm not as knowledgeable probably than like you guys and all that, but I had one of my best friends. He, God, when we were younger, we used to listen to Bone Thugs a lot.
Hell yeah.
Hit that applause button
right there, man.
Hit that applause button,
man.
God damn it.
Greatest group, right?
The
there.
Greatest group, man. And why wouldn't you come up? Yes.
Why do I stay out?
We
Shout
have
out
a,
to Bone Thugs and Harmony.
We have a group chat, and like, it's basically every other month. Like the first of it will always, like, someone will just type in, like, it's the first of the month.
You know what time it is. Yeah. Every proper month. Intro. Just the greatest. It's the greatest
just to get
gay
the conversation
song ever.
Going,
like,
you know?
Like, I feel like when you talk about, like, the first of the month, I feel like there's certain songs that are, like, just perfect day. Like, the first of the month, that's forever the first of the month song. Mm-hmm. I Love McConan is forever the Tuesday song. You know what I mean? Saturday Night Fever is forever the Saturday song, bro. Like, or Ludacris.
Or the whole week.
Huh?
Sunday, Monday.
And then you got the week song. You know what I mean? But certain things.
Saturday
I feel like Bone Thugs totally owns the first.
But it's still Saturday Love.
Because I feel like people on all demographics feel like that. You know what I mean? It's the first of the month. Yeah. So cash your checks and come on.
Right. Everybody can relate.
Everybody. It's a beautiful thing.
We having a celebration. Gotta stay high.
Hey. All right, man. Well, speaking of which, we'll jump on another beat while we staying high.
Let's go.
Oh, fuck it. Let's find one. I'm going to hit this one. I don't know which one it is. But we know what we're doing. Nope.
Rock and roll. It's like the same one. First one, is it?
Nah, I don't think we can play. I don't think we play this one.
Looks rain, chairs rain.
Nah, we ain't play this joint. It's that behind the bars beat. Smoking that shit good with my cup. I don't know what I'm saying.
About to walk on it. You gotta walk on it. Walk on it. Go on here. Walk on it.
Yeah, I ain't got the video up right now. Hey, all right, now we gonna get on these beats. Okay, now I'm caught it. Yo, get up on these beats like this. It's your main man there, yeah, boy and Rich. Hey, got my nigga Headache with me. And we going hard, about to run off with your city. Got my nigga Nard, he the best beatbox. And we too hot, niggas, we so great like Tupac. And you knew not to ever come around with us. If you not real, because we know that your ass will swell. Then we pop pop, now you gone. Bring it to your home, kidnap your moms. If that money home. We coming through this shit, you know we talking bold. Freestyle's hottest MC, but them flows is cold. Ooh. Freezing through your block, Detroit winners. Niggas know that we winners. Sometimes we be sinners. With these ladies, with these curves, Detroit girls will get you hot, you know. Everybody knowing Rich about to storm your block with flows.
Hot shot, got, here we go again. Puffing on that good spliff, we gone in the wind. Don't pretend, cause niggas like me, I'm all up in. Roll me up a fat sack, I'm gonna smoke up in. Give me a fine chick with a fine ass, with a fat booty. Rip that shit real quick, and these niggas always up on me. Wanna hate on me, fuck it, just let them go and hate. And that's what's heard, a stepping stone to the top of you, that's what I've heard. But fuck it, I'm fucking up, but let me pick it and back up. Niggas wanna talk that shit and gon' get fucked up with the hate up. Niggas don't run your mouth, cause like me, I don't give a fuck. Cause I'ma steady on my shit and I'ma really trust nobody but myself. It's only a few that you can. Niggas out here don't know, you really don't understand. That when I'm coming through, I'm popping collars and them sleeves. And you better believe when we coming through, we make niggas bleed.
Cause niggas, we G's. Plus niggas, we smoke trees and we stack up on G's.
Yeah.
We got niggas around, niggas ready to climb. You better back up, nigga, cause we coming right now. We be kicking the dough in, plus we waving the fofrin. Nigga, shots fired, nigga got the I'm trying to pick it up and keep on going. Freestyles, niggas ain't knowing how I be flowing off the top of the dome. Niggas leave it alone. I fell off the beat, but nigga, you know that it's back on. I got my own niggas.
Hey.
Hey, he be going, boy.
Oh, shit, man. Those good times.
Hit that flow right there, Ryan.
Hey, Ryan, put him on the spot. Why you like putting Ryan on the spot?
Now I want to do a collab album with Ryan. That's what it is, dog. I fucks with it. I'll back that shit.
You got to hit the floor, huh?
Talk to me.
to it.
These beats are getting me kind of scary. They're reminding me of Michael Myers. And see, this is why I don't do this shit.
He was going.
He was on it. Ryan was on it. Hey, what are you talking about,
out,
man?
Shout out to Ryan.
You not fucking with our engineer, son?
Hey, man, shout out to the engineer, Ryan, man. He gave us like 8 words real quick.
8 words for you niggas.
8 words.
I'll get better, don't worry.
Oh yeah.
I'll be practicing my
craft. Oh yeah, we're gonna be messing with you every now and then. Like hit something. Hit a line for us real quick.
Bring it on.
we gonna make sure even our engineer sharp. Watch Ryan fuck around and get smart on us and be a better rapper, and then he gonna get his own show. He's like, well, now fuck around. He's just gonna get real sweet. Like, no, I'm dedicating to this shit. Wake up in the morning and shit. Ryan up in the shelter, he battling the motherfuckers now and shit.
Wake up in the morning and I roll a split.
Hey.
I was just about to.
Oh, shit. He said, wow. No, it's too early.
Hey.
It's too early.
Like some.
It's too early, dog. They weren't ready.
Boom. All right, man. Wow.
That's all you niggas. Hey, that's don't get up. Just in case you got up to go to the bathroom or something. Let you know what's coming later on the show and shit, man. So, Dan, what's going on? What's there to talk about right now, man? What's going on out in these streets, man? You hear these cock blockers try to fucking edit the marijuana laws over here now, man?
Yeah. Who was that? Snyder.
They want him before he going out, because I think he's about to get voted out, obviously, because he fucked up Flint. By the way, guys, still, you know, look for outlets and various things to donate to, like Flint Warrens. The shit never
get
got.
Get his ass out anyway.
Right. Get his ass out, but that shit never did Donald clear Trump up, next. By the way. Right. That shit never did clear up, so we kind of still got to, you know, show support. But yeah, I really fucked that project up. I'm pretty sure he's not the governor anymore. And I think over this last election, yeah, Ben got voted out, I forgot who got in. But I think it is. I think it's a Democrat.
Whitmore, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, I think it was. Was it Whitmore? Do you know who the governor is? Nope. All right, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Like, so yeah, but it's not him. And they was trying to get him to sign these laws before he got out to edit this shit. But right now, shit's lit around here. Niggas grow 12 plants, roll with the 2 zones, drive. You can't smoke and ride, but I mean, come on. Tell the nigga, come on.
People doing that now. For years.
How can you tell,
road
man?
Trips.
What's the trip? Right. Come on. Just tell the cops that. Keep telling them that. Get your ass beat, man. Fuck around and get your ass beat, man.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Like, hand me that shit you smoking.
Like, damn, man.
Nigga pull you over. He smell nothing but weed. Like, you been smoking, sir? I'm like, nah, it's just the couple of ounces that I got in here, sir. Get out the car, sir. I'm like, what the fuck, man? I got my damn card.
All right. Let's do a let's go ahead and do a little toss up again. We ain't did one since Bustin' 40. Let's switch it up. Still on hip hop, you know.
Yeah, right. Right.
Scene,
right.
But let's do it like on the producer
like
ownership aspect.
Whole career?
Yeah, career-wise.
Okay.
Well, yeah, career-wise. Or who had a bigger impact on you?
On me? On personal or just like you talking about? Yeah, personal?
Personal, music.
Okay.
Everything. You
for
know?
Sure, yeah.
I'm going to say from our generation, I'm going to go back. I'm going to say Master P.
Oh, mogul. So you more in the mogul.
Or.
Shit. Hit my mic.
Or Puffy. Combs. Who played the who had the bigger?
I mean, we'll see as time reveals. I guess Diddy must have had the deeper. You know, he plugged his hands in the deeper roots because eventually got him to the bill ticket. But Master P, I feel like it's still a good close toss up. Like I said, as time reveals, Puffy is the winner if you're competitive. But with Master P, you ain't never seen nothing like that. I always respect the guy who changes the game, you know, who comes in and makes shit is different. Like, you never seen
like Puffy.
He dropped, was he dropping 3 albums a month?
Hell no.
No, I'm talking about Master. I'm talking about, yeah, that's
Master
what
P. Yeah. He was dropping about five.
What did he drop?
At least about four.
What was that, 98? How many albums?
Man, he dropped 22 or 23 albums in 1 year.
23.
It was like, you know what I mean? Like the type of drive, the type of, like, it's something to that No Limit Soldier. You have to be moving as a general thing. Like, y'all think I be fucking with y'all with these shows by texting. Like, we talk about a nigga over your show. Like, because it's not possible that you just got that many sharp-ass hood niggas. Like, you nah, fuck that, bro. You had to, because them niggas from No Limit was straight off the block.
Right.
And he was putting out quality albums with damn near random niggas. You know what I mean?
Not all of them was great, like I said,
but I'm the best that they could possibly
like mainly do. the ones that was from California, like Big Ed, Steady Mobbin, them was some hood niggas. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, but bottom line, he was getting a lot of just people on and going, and the projects would come. It's like you would pretty much move at the pace of the artist because niggas wanted to get paid. Then the way the contracts were set, like everybody was getting paid, like it was a hit. Like it was magical to like watch a hustler like that. Then he came out with
and all his own shit, a million too.
That's back in the day when you had to buy shit. So yeah, they was after a while, people just start buying No Limit albums like collector's items. You just like because they had their own. They had their first cover style. That like
just like my homeboy, man. We always talk about what was the sweetest True album, and I keep telling them, I'm like, look, True to the Game, man. True to the Game was the one that put them on.
No Limit Soldier.
Yeah, that's what everybody before my big brother bought the CD. Everybody was banging No Limit Soldiers, and. Everybody, I'm talking about, if you went over somebody's house, they was either playing it in their car or they had the CD in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody had that CD. And so when Crime Family came out, he like, oh, man, that's Silk the Shocker comeback album, man. I'm like, man, it's all right, but you can't compare that to True to the Game, man. On the first track on Crime Family, it's like, they're back. Crime Family... Reason why probably that sold because of True to the Game. I'm like, okay, we're going to get this. This might be sweet. You know what I'm saying? But it was garbage. You know, they was kind of falling off
It wasn't like that, but it's just more like on the sense of like this. Like, bottom line with producers, I feel like Master P was like a magical time because like you really saw somebody infiltrate hip hop and literally just bleed over.
But you can't take away from Puffy.
Yeah, like, that's what I mean. But with Puffy, it's kind of like
R&B,
quantity
R&B and
versus supreme quality. Like
Puffy was a businessman.
Like Puffy didn't just get like P average
was.
Nothing.
P was too. But them two right there own 95% of their company. You know what I'm saying? Both of them did. You know, they ain't just own 50 or 60%.
But P stayed like that from the start to the finish versus Puffy. He's acquired to that point. Like, at first, he was a little guy. Like, Bad Boy was a sub company. Then Bad Boy was the company. Then Bad Boy was independent. Then Bad Boy became
distribution.
Bad Boy, you know what I mean? Everything. You know what I'm saying?
That's a distribution
versus
company.
No Limit.
Now.
He got with priority. Like, you, the little fellas, like, by the way, we do need somebody to make these. So here, but other than that, no, we got.
But
this.
I'm gonna tell you something. When Puff Daddy, anything that come out on Bad Boy, you better believe it's a hit.
Yeah, and that was what I was gonna
say about
Puffy.
Hold on.
I want to make a thing about Puffy with P. He would give people a chance because he has such a strong team. He could polish shit and make it go. But I feel like with Puff was real. Like he knew how to. Find the golden goose. Like you don't just stumble over Notorious B.I.G. You just don't stumble over Mary J. Blige. You don't stumble right. He just 112. Like, you don't. And I mean, granted, he sprinkled his magic to make them more than what they was. But the fact that he can just find those top threes. He just the locks. Like, you know, I didn't think they were sweet at first, but give it some time. This is the best group ever. Like, this nigga, if Puffy puts the finger on you, no, you're sweating. Like, you know what I mean? You're special.
But I didn't really like them when they was with Puff, though.
I didn't like them when they was with Puff neither, so that's why I didn't
really
fuck
with them.
Their
album was all right. But, you know, they Rough Riders, We Are the Streets.
But that was the one.
We Are the Streets.
But, yeah, Puff, man, he definitely. With Puff, it's like he taught us that. You know how to, like, pretty much, you know, he said it like on that Waka Flocka verse. Puffy, I'm just gonna keep it a book. You know, Ryan, you know it's all up. But Puffy really taught us how to finesse white folks. Like, Puffy did. Like Puffy, because he got with him. And it's the hustle aspect is, hey, I'm important. I'll make you a lot of money. Do you trust me? Sure, Sean. And then he doesn't. Right. Then he buys it. now you work for me now. Like, you know what I mean? And it's just like
what about Dr. Dre?
Yeah.
He the second richest rapper in the world.
Well, we was just bringing up.
But he ain't rich as Puffy, though. Not yet.
Well,
not yet.
Like on a day to day. But he did break it. No, he broke the bill first off that deal.
But he broke it, but he's not richer than Puffy. He's still the number one top richest rapper of the world right now. Then it's Dr. Dre.
What about Jay?
Jay-Z, number three. And then Master P, number four. Master P still the fourth richest rapper in the world, bro.
Not Birdman?
Birdman ain't even in there, really.
No, Birdman?
Nope.
He's a rich guy.
He fell off,
bro.
But he's a really rich guy.
He ain't the top 10.
I think it's...
What?
I think when you're looking at these people and all this, and they're all doing different stuff, but it's like, when you're talking about riches, it's like, really? What's the difference between what all they have and the amount of money? It's like...
Well, they talk about their investments.
I see what you're saying. Like, they all move a certain way. You know?
Right,
like,
right.
You know what I mean? They all have maids, and you know what I mean? Like, 100 mil and 50 mil kind of feel... Yeah, they feel the same way, because you're getting the same treatment. So I guess I see you going with that, but like, we talk about...
Yeah, but Puffy didn't...
But Puffy's a billionaire. See, now Puffy's a true 1%.
He got clothing line. Like, he got cologne and liquor. You know,
Master P had movies. He has cell phones. Like, who gets a tower, nigga? What type of record label nigga gets a phone tower? Like, phone. Like, that's wild. Like, that's another thing I loved about P. It's the creativity.
But you know what, though?
How you get to the bread. Like, that's a real hustle move. Like, that nigga have phones.
You know that I'm about it. When that I'm about it first came out, you know that was going to be at the theater. They unbanded that movie from the theater. That movie was number one, man, in 97. Man, Master P was hot.
Yeah.
For real. It said when the movie come on, it said banned it from theater. Because it was at the Northwest. We was going to go up there and see it, bro, for real.
But of course, in Detroit, we're going to play that shit. Fuck what they talk about.
They say it was too violent. I'm like, look at all these movies got naked titties and all that in the movie, and you mean tell me this
CB4?
Come on, man! You got Chris Rock.
That shit was crazy.
You couldn't rap, really? Greasy ass Jerry Curl to my NASCAR. C4 straight out of NASCAR. I'm like, man, it was funny though. But I'm like, man, you got him doing shit, but then you got Master P. Like, oh come on, we got another black guy just doing this. I'm like, well, damn, he got his. He just trying to make a living.
They kind of blackballed him, too, man. They don't really play his music on the
Nope, that's what I'm saying. Like, Make Him Say that was one of his big hits.
Even on
Make Him Say
on the throwback.
Down for my
Which I wonder if it's one of those things where, you know, you got to, like, sell it to his company. He still want tier one. I don't know. It's probably a business thing where P's like, no, I'm not. I'm Master P. You don't lowball me.
Yeah, they was trying to blackball him. Like, they ain't want none of his music on the radio no more.
And it's because, like I said, he's and that's the thing you got to respect about.
So independent.
Yeah, that's it's not like he missed a beat. It's just, and that's really what it come down to. Puffy jumped in the machine game and conquered it. So the ultimate salute. But I feel like P stayed with his same cart and still conquered at a level. The most you can do by yourself. And I just kind of, I mean, it's a lot. Like, Master P's fucking filthy, sick rich. Like, you know what I mean? Like, to this day. So, I mean, now it may not be Puffy rich, but he's forever rich. So it's just like, he won, man. And that's all off the strength.
Hey, y'all heard about C Murder's supposed to be getting out, man?
When?
No.
I haven't heard.
But you know, they, somebody came up, fessed up, was saying that he won the shooter or something like that or whatever. I'm like, he been in jail for damn near 20 years.
Yeah.
And y'all just not saying something about him getting out. I'm like, y'all, I mean, they don't really look into that. When you black, man, they don't really try to look into your files, man, and try to really get you out and work on your shit.
It was just a nigga just
Master P.
That just happened, I want to say, last week.
Oh, okay.
He did like 18 years wrongfully accused and shit.
Right.
And then they tried to turn around and give him just a couple hundred thousand. For
18 years of fuck up, like, nigga.
I'm like, hell no.
That's crazy, bro.
I'm like, y'all need to be giving them some millions, man. These people didn't spend 20 years for something that they didn't commit, and then you talking about a couple of hundred thousand. I'm like, no, they need to get at least 3 million, something they could survive off for a while, man. Like, come on, man.
You fucked up my lifetime.
You really messed my life up, and I got kids. My kids were small when I got locked up, when I got accused of this, and I didn't do it, and I did 22 years.
You talking about 100? Man, shit. They thought I was going to jump on it. Like, I ain't jumping on that. You better give me at least $4 million.
Hey, can't get time back.
Right. You can't money. Get time back, yeah, right. You get old. I mean, time flies. Yeah, life
he,
goes
he
on.
Said at least five. I might be talking more. I'm right. getting this man. Let me get a bank lawyer.
That's what I'm saying. We on the same page. Well, shit, at least right. give me 10. Something I could be like, well, damn, I could get something to my mama.
Y'all fucked up.
Look out for my family. Big my kids. Get back, you know what I'm saying? At least get like, my time back with my kids.
The thing about it is this, though. See, the reason why the price would be so high to me, because like you said, y'all fucked up on Major. And it's like, okay, you affected my life, whoop-de-woo, whatever, but it's like, I have a family. These niggas were not raised properly. Now maybe they got issues now. You know what I mean? Like the ripple effect of this massive screw-up. Yeah, no, I'm going to have to be a millionaire now, because now I need all my time in the world to like, fix this shit.
And you know he gonna go back in the studio. He gonna make something. He gonna do something. Whatever. I mean, whatever he gonna do. But I just don't understand it, man. Like yeah. you know, people just. It's a lot of people, man. I done seen, man. Go to.
Are you talking about C? Well, now he was because he was saying about we brought it into the thing, but he's still talking about C murder. He brought it back to C. That's what. Yeah, but. Hey, what we got? Because yeah, I know I had to catch. I computed it too, but yeah, this is. I was like, yeah, this is about C murder again. Now that's right.
Yeah, y'all, but yeah, but y'all, no. right. That was the whole concept.
Yeah, but no, but
he
yeah,
got over here. He trying to be funny,
but no,
he
no,
ain't paying attention.
He
did,
no, he is.
I mean, he talking, but he just tried. He switched it.
Well, no, we saying, went off topic a little bit,
but we were still on. About, but yeah, but we was. It, what I was,
C, yeah.
The, that was the whole the main thing.
The umbrella,
right?
All
right,
man. That's right. There you go.
He tried. You see what I'm saying? He liked the studio. Tried to sell all low.
No, no,
like,
that was no. He no.
I'm talking about Nick though, not
I
you.
I know what you was talking about.
Yeah, he
tried. But
like,
he cheated.
We was just talking about one thing.
Right.
That nigga said it.
And the studio.
He'll be back in the studio. Like, wait a minute.
Like who?
Because we was talking about the other. Well, we was talking about the other guy who wrongfully
got accused.
Oh, y'all ain't say no damn name, shit. I mean,
no, we didn't say a name. That
okay,
was, yeah,
my
didn't
point.
Say name,
my
so,
point. My
but
point.
He brought.
I
it back
said
to
a name,
right
so
now,
I'm still on C Murder. They talking about something else, but they didn't say the guy's name. So I'm
on it.
You should get him on the show. You should get him on the show.
Well, we could find him. So.
You don't want to
send him a tweet. Send him a tweet.
First, we gotta find his name, and then
hit the beat on man. Hit the beat.
Oh shit, man. Yeah, that's a blow one, by the way. Episode 8. You know, when we came in this bitch having such a good time. You know exactly what it is.
Pulaski.
Brian Pulaski. Steven Nunnard.
Who?
Devontae Smallings. Steeple Winston.
Marcus Regis.
Go with the flow.
Motherfucking Marcellus Bueller.
Ty Tittles.
Ryan Polo.
Coney Clooney.
Bootsy Mayfield. Philip Tittle. Just keep spinning them, keep firing them out. Ryan, jump on one, get a name, man.
Vic Vector.
Vic Vector.
I gotta say, I had
Vector.
Vector. Vector Jimenez.
Vector. Vector.
That's the funniest thing.
Tilo Pulaski.
It's Tebow Pulaski.
Tito Baylor.
Pal Humphrey.
Pal.
Are these like porn star names or what?
We just throw it out. No, we just name. I don't know why.
Random names.
We just shit. It's the name game, man. Man. Motherfucking. you said random porn names. Motherfucking Paul Tank.
Wesley Liner.
Brick Tatum. Nigga Brick. Brick Tatum.
Oh, man.
Dick Walkman.
I think I said Dick Walkman.
Random porn names, nigga.
That's crazy.
ZZ Piper.
ZZ.
Sandy.
Sandy Piper.
Sandy Zane.
Sandy Zane. Sandy Zane.
Oh, man.
Not Zanny. Zandy. Sandy Zane. Fucker, let me go and touch on the beat and let me go and hit this shit, cause the shit sweet, and let me go and hit the shit, let me go and pop a collar or two in this bitch, let me go and roll up this spliff and shit and smoke it to the fingertips and I'm high and shit, never drunk none yet, so I'm in this motherfucker cause it's gonna shut me down, this motherfucker, let me go and hit it, let me go and hit it, let me go and take a bitch and let me go and hit it from the back, let me go and tap it out, let me she go and tap it out, let me go and nap it out and take the rubber off and none on the lips, and you know it like me, I'ma end the shit from the school crap between we ain't going, oh, but I never been a hoe.
Hey, never ever been a hoe. Niggas know we got flow on the microphone. Got my nigga Nick with me and my nigga Nar Ryan on the beat. Then you know that we going hard, pulsing up. Niggas know that we running up on the huh. Getting money like what the fuck. Nigga Nar right here. Nigga Nick eating Fritos. Coming through this shit with the Cheetos. Everybody know we on the beat, hoes. Beating like the Beatles.
Bro, smell like Fritos.
Fritos.
Funyos.
Shit, hold on. What's the, oh, let's find that West Coast joint. All you right, Nick.
Nigga, house just smell like Fritos.
Fritos, bro.
Freets.
Nick, I got something for
Freet
you.
Freet man.
Stanky feet.
I mean, Monte had a bag of Funyos, nigga. So I said, came outside like, see, like, damn, nigga, you ain't about to fight. That shit was loud as hell. I'm like, damn, that nigga must have brushed his teeth or something. Like, when you eat bag of chips, you know, the smell of the chips and the breath. You know what I'm saying? It's like, goddamn. Count with doo-doo.
Man, trying to get this beat to load up.
Maybe I was saying a song about somebody, bro. And they don't know that you singing in bottom of
this. This the king right here. Dog.
Oh man,
the king of talking about somebody and they don't know about it. Dog.
Cat with doo doo.
Frito chip eat Nick, I got that cool shit for you, brother.
Frito-Lay eat chip, and I don't really give a fuck, cause I like the dip when I jump in my shit. Bitches all on me, they looking hard. Bitch, stop screaming and jump on in. Rub on the ding-a-ling, let me go on in. Stick it on in, let me go and puff in. It's puff from the good weed, let me pass it to you. She told me it's some kush, but it's really Rego. That's how good the weed was. You know how I get it, cause you know it really was. And I don't really care about you niggas. These niggas out here be running, but I'ma get you niggas. I got them six figures stacking up in the bank. And you know, like me, dog, I never been pranked. Pain. I meant to say fake, but I'ma pick it back on up and sit this shit right back on up. And I don't really give a fuck about you punks. Roll me up a blunt, talking to it up. Oh.
That cool cat, nigga, who that? It's headache, man, nigga, true that. I'm representing the D. Go ahead, unleash all of the beasts. I'ma give her all of the D. Nigga, I'ma give her all of the D. Yeah. No foolish thing. Oh.
This nigga love me in the melody swing.
It's not Rubio, huh?
Rubio.
Nigga, Rubio James.
Hold on, let me get on this West Coast love. Hey, palm tree steam, man. Everybody know it, Richard got that red on, but I ain't no demons. Walking through your block, niggas know that I'm hot. I come through and always know I got a money plot. Never will stop and I never will end. I'm the king of the shit and I'm always getting ends. Me and my friends, cause I don't want to pay no niggas to stand by me. When we all bosses, fuck banks, niggas coming through and we flossing. Homes from each other when we home to each other. Black power men. Know we coming through, we power with. Everybody know that this is rich. Got that freestyle, and you know I go away for a while.
put that shit on my child. Yeah, I'm trying to get ahead of these niggas by miles. Everybody know I'm going hard right now. Yeah.
Time is ticking, man. I got to do my thing. Yeah.
Hey, hey.
Time is ticking, man. So you know I got to do my thing. Yeah. Got to do my thing. Taking my. Got to do my thing.
What you tell me? I thought he was going to throw
time
an effect
in
there.
Time is ticking,
man. Hey.
Thank you, thank you.
Oh, shit. Appreciate it, Ryan. Appreciate it.
Time is ticking, man.
You know time is ticking. We at the end of the show. You made it this far. You made it to the special part. You know what I mean? We already got the Super Saiyan, the king of all things, Funky, up in this motherfucker. So you know exactly what time
boom,
it is.
Boom, 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 boom.
Beat it up then. Beat it up then. I got that freestyle right here. Got my niggas right here and we drinking beer. It's that Podcast Detroit with my boy Nick. Nard on the beat, you know he the fucking shit. Pardon me, I had that freestyle stumble, but I will never mumble and I will never crumble. Any MC wanna step in front of me, we can rumble. Nigga, I'll bust you down and you'll fucking tumble. When I throw you off a mountain, them niggas know I'll leave your ass screaming out and pouting. Niggas, we bout it, we was talking about P and P Diddy, but y'all them niggas know we be the man in our city, we that write the passions. Them niggas know that we get on the mic, we masters, rapping, spazzing on microphones, we know we have it. Niggas be knowing MCs like me is no habit. I come through on this motherfucker like B Rabbit and battle anybody with my flaws, holding my balls, telling your bitch right now I'm about to run through her walls and touch them. In all them hot spots, they know in Richmond be the man with the hot cock, coming through with hot cops. Fuck it, nah, them niggas be watching me. I be running, doing shit illegal anyway. Come through like any day. Got my D-spot fitted cap on, I'm feeling good. I'm posted up in my hood.
Yeah,
I know what it is.
Same one, okay. Yeah, we're going ahead and keep the same beat. Nigga, I keep the same 10 toes on these concrete. I'm headache, nigga. I give it to your heart. Plus, don't you know, man, I got my nigga Nard from the boulevard. He's on the track. Nigga, don't you know you talk shit, better watch your back. Nigga, Detroit's finest on his microphone. Got Richmond right here, boy, he do it long style. But
I
ain't want to say the other part.
Yeah, you wasn't supposed to, no, but it came. That's how it came out. Man, let that shit ride for a minute. Hey. Hold on. Wait a minute. Hey. In my city, niggas be winning around here. In my city. got Big Benny right here.
Hey.
Well, let me go ahead and bust it then. And I'm going to get it wide open, man, disgusted when I get the dro rolled up in the wind. And I'm going to hit my niggas up one more again, man. We got a little time to spend. I got a dime that I can roll up big, man. Yeah.
Let me do another right quick, dog, for sure.
That was hard. All
right, what y'all want, some smooth shit or?
Man, give us a... give us something to let us know what it you know, give us something to rap to, you know what I mean, something we can, what you think, Nick, how you feel.
I mean, just tell me fast, some smooth.
You said smooth ties. Give us the smooth shit now. Let's see what the smooth shit talking about. It's time to get nasty right now. Y'all not fucking with my nigga Nar, bro.
Pause.
Hey, keep that shit going, dog. Hold on. Anybody all ready for the sex? Can't nobody get away to do it better like me. Girl, you know I'm the best. Yes, smack on the ass from the back as I hung that link in your mouth. We fuck on your hand, less fingers on the lips when I tip and I'm looking at niggas. You know, I'm fucking, I get rich. Get hard with a big dick. Them come with a freaky chick. Them niggas know I got the beat, they won't buy the rip. Talking that nasty shit, this rich. Got that funky heart, real far, real smooth groove. Niggas know that I come through. Slip on the drunk and I'm drunk and I'm drunk and I'm high too. But fuck it. Freestyle like nothing. Nick, grab that beat. Go ahead and say something. We starting. Ha.
Smooth groove. Smooth groove. You know who it is, nigga. You know what it do. I got my nigga Big Nerd from the boulevard. He keep it so smooth, man. From the front, from beginning to start. Man, I'm fucking up right now.
Oh, damn. You got tired on it, bro. That was
hey, got tired.
Woo, that was hot. That was hot, man. Oh, yeah. What were you at the time? Where were you at
she
the
probably
time?
Got one up 3 minutes.
For sure, man. Well, yeah, right. Fellas. Another successful, fun-ass episode. Did y'all have a good time?
Sound effects.
Hey, keep that going, y'all. Keep that real quick. Hey, y'all, so look, we about to wrap up the show right now. You know what I'm saying? We might as well leave out on an outro beat, man. That's Big Gnar from the Boulevard. Hey, if you can go on Instagram right now, follow me at Lionel T. Jefferson. Follow him at Gnar from the Boulevard on Instagram. Inbox him. DM him. Your best beatbox. You want to challenge Big Gnar from the Boulevard? If you're nice enough, he'll co-sign you. You'll get on the show. Y'all can battle it out right here, man. Might even fly you out from Detroit if you from, you know, a little distance. It don't matter. We'll get you on, though. And they got to stop the beat on that. That'd be on me, baby. Anyway, you put it, though. So, yeah, that's Gnar from the Boulevard right there. I'm your host, D. Enrichment. You can catch me on all handles, you know what I mean? That's D. Enrichment. Or D. Enrichment MC on Facebook, you know what I mean? Periscope, look me up. D. Enrichment 100 on YouTube. D. Enrichment on Instagram, you know what I mean? Yeah, I'm not hard to find, baby, like Tupac said. Nick, what you got for him?
Yeah, it's your main man, Headache, man. You know, you can find me on Instagram, N.Headache. Facebook, Nicholas Head, man. Just holler at me. I'm out here.
Hey, y'all, this is episode 8 of the NNE Freestyle Bullshit Podcast. That magical beat in the background is Big Gnar from the Boulevard. My brother Headache did his thing. Y'all know what it is. Round of applause for my nigga Ryan, the engineer.
Yeah.
This is the NNE Freestyle Bullshit Podcast, episode 8, y'all. We out.
Peace.